David Akers will be inducted into the Eagles Hall of Fame on Monday night at halftime of the Eagles-Redskins game. He joins us now on Inside the Eagles. And, David, you've had a long time to think about this weekend and how things are going to go. What will it be like for you Monday night?
I think it will be a little bit cathartic for me. Just last time I walked on the field was, as an Eagle, wasn't necessarily the greatest experience. There a lot was going on in my life at that time. But to me, you know, it always comes back to the Eagles organization giving me an opportunity when so many other teams wouldn't, to play for a team for 12 years, three contracts. I have just an incredible amount of gratitude, not only to Mr. Lurie, but to Andy Reid, who gave me that chance. And believe it or not, Jim Johnson was a big guy in my corner early on as a kickoff guy. And then, obviously, John Harbaugh, as he's gone off to have great success as well. But really about the fans, because they changed my life as well. Living here, being a part of the Philadelphia community, and for me, my family, that's probably one of the biggest things that we've had a struggle dealing with, because the fans just embrace us in a way that, you know, it's kind of like a family. You can yell at your brother and your sister, and you can get into arguments that way, but if somebody else does, I mean, it's going to be going down. And that's what I kind of felt, that the fans were that way with us. And, you know, if I had a good game, they were very supportive. If I had a bad one, they'd let me hear about it. But it was one of those things like, we still love you, keep going, and we got your back.
I like to hear that, because Eagles fans do not have the greatest national reputation. Undeserved, by the way.
I completely disagree with that whole kind of, you know, mindset. I played in different places as far as for different organizations, and also playing in every single NFL city. I think the Eagles are by far the best fans. They're knowledgeable, and I'm going to share a little bit with them on Monday night, but I believe there's just a passion that is uncanny to anybody else, and I'll explain why.
Okay, well, we look forward to it. David, listen, we've seen Alex Henry and Cody Parkey and Caleb Sturgis, now Jake Elliott, all get hot. You were hot for 12 years. Why?
Well, again, I believe, first off, all those guys have done a fantastic job, and obviously Jake currently with that 61-yarder, you know, got his name, you know, brought up to the spotlight really quick, and, you know, hopefully he can continue that for a long career. And a lot of it goes to the surrounding team that you have, the line, the snap, the hold. It's kind of like a rising tide lifts all ships, and I was very fortunate to have Mike Bartram as a snapper for 8 years. Obviously, John, the Magic Man, Dornbos there for four. But I also had a steady holder in Coy Detmer for 8 years, and then Sav Rocca, I had him. So that, to me, was the epitome of, like, being able to trust and rely on those guys. And sometimes people don't think about this, but a kicker has to rely on 10 guys, 20 feet working in unison before he can even attempt his job. So the success I have goes back to guys like Runyon and Harriman's and Jamal Jackson and Honey Buns and those type of guys that were up in front, you know, and blocking. I left out a zillion names there. But those guys, they call it the toughest 2 seconds in football, and they lay it on the line so I can get the chance to get the ball over the line of scrimmage.
Are there three David Akers kicks that really stick in your mind?
Well, I go back originally, probably my first one that I made was a 53-yarder in Miami with Doug Peterson holding for us. And I was a week-to-week guy. On Tuesdays at 4 o'clock, I knew I'd get another week's game check, and that was very important, obviously, as a young kicker to be able to stay on each week. But that week, I hit a 53, and I kicked it out the back of the end zone, back when we weren't allowed to do anything to the balls, and we were kicking from the 30. So it was kind of like, all right, I kind of belong. The next year, when we played out in Pittsburgh, we went down. We were down by 10. We scored. We were down by 3 at that point. We do an onside kick. Gerard Cherry gets it about a half a yard too short, you know, of the 10-yard. And back then, you take the penalty. You back it up 5, and then we got to kick it again. And that time, Tim Houck, who obviously is one of the coaches here now, we called him the missile man. He just found a way, and he got the ball. And as time was running down, I hit that kick as it hit 0 to go into overtime. And then, of course, we went in overtime there. So that probably 2 kicks in that game. But probably the Green Bay game when we were 4th and 26 and, you know, Fred X is thanking his hands and all that stuff. You know, that was one of the windiest games I played in. And what Coy was able to do kind of with the ball, and we worked out together to hit the game tying and game winning one, that was pretty special.
They're all so great, aren't they?
It's always special when they go through.
Sure. And it's always the Merrill Reese call, it's good, but you never heard it because you were on the field.
I know, but I did hear his call on Jake, and just seeing the video of him and golly, who? Yeah, but there was somebody else I thought up there. They were just kind of all with the papers.
Everybody hugging each
yeah,
other.
Yeah, exactly.
Joe McPeak, everybody was going crazy.
So it was just kind of funny seeing, because Merrill, again, he's one of the best that's ever. And I grew up in Kentucky with Kaywood Leffert, you know, yeah. Which was a great call guy. But just the enthusiasm that he always brings and always seems to have like that right kind of catchphrase at the right time. So a guy that's definitely missed.
David, congratulations. David Akers, the 2017 inductee into the Eagles Hall of Fame.